In China these days, it's not clear where people might turn for spiritual guidance. Most Chinese don't believe in communism anymore. Many people say they simply believe in making money. Now, to try to restore some morality, China's leaders have launched a surprising campaign. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from Beijing.
Something strange is going on within the Chinese Communist Party. You can tell because the People's Daily, the mouthpiece of the party, recently started quoting from the Confucian classics. "Virtue is the foundation of a country," said one editorial, citing a well-known line from around 400 BC. "Rule by virtue," a phrase at the center of ancient Confucianism, is indeed the slogan of the moment. Confucius himself could be forgiven for being a little baffled by the development, since the Chinese Communist Party has spent much of the last 50 years trying to wipe him and his influence out. But it's with good reason that the party is reinstating the old sage. Most ordinary people in China believe that Communist Party officials are anything but virtuous. Official corruption is probably the main source of anger among common people in China. Confucianism itself is the social philosophy on which much of Chinese civilization is built. It's very hierarchical. The main thing is for officials to cultivate a high level of morality and virtue. If a ruler and his officials are virtuous, goes Confucian thinking, the government will run smoothly and the nation will be at peace. But if they're wicked, it will lead to chaos. The history of the fall of previous dynasties for lack of virtuous officials is perhaps starting to trouble China's leaders, as is the switch of people's allegiance from the party to spiritual movements like Falun Gong or the booming Christian churches. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says the new campaign is largely an admission of defeat by the Communist Party.
I think this is a very important attempt to try to fill the ideological vacuum following the failure of communism. It is also an attempt to mold a new type of officials, and to some extent, it is a reversion of many decades of attempts to mold a new socialist man. So you may see that in terms of political values and ideology, the Chinese society has come the full circle round.
The campaign to promote rule by virtue comes a few years into another campaign emphasizing the rule of law. That was beginning to have an effect. As Chinese society has become more complex, the Communist Party has realized that it needs a stronger legal system to deal with the myriad complaints being voiced by ordinary people. Non-political problems are increasingly, though imperfectly, being solved in the courts. Thankfully for the Communist Party, since this helps prevent people coming out on the streets. But some observers think the Rule by Virtue campaign is actually an attempt to limit the move towards rule of law and create a sort of two-tier system that keeps the party officials above the law. Just like Confucian days, in fact, says Joseph Cheng.
According to traditional Chinese Confucian philosophy, virtue is for the educated, and law is supposed for the uneducated. So for the educated gentleman, for the educated scholar officials, you don't have to use law. You only appeal to them to cultivate their own virtues. Whereas for the uneducated and rowdy ordinary people, then you have to enforce law in order to impose discipline and order.
Chinese society is modernizing faster than perhaps any society has ever changed before. And yet people like Falun Gong practitioners are also reaching far back into Chinese history to the country's spiritual roots. Faced with such diverse challenges, the party is becoming increasingly desperate to find new and old ways of its own to deal with these issues and preserve its legitimacy. But the problem is that launching campaigns like this one endorsing Confucius is a Maoist way of dealing with 21st century problems. So, quite likely, urban Chinese people will just go on trading their stocks and shares, shopping in the Western-style malls, and buying their new cars, and enjoying for the first time in 50 years being able to ignore the occasional Communist Party campaign. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.